the president and CEO of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Fantastic, Glass. Happy New Year to you and all my friends at WGCL, as well as to all the WGCL listeners out there. It's great to be back with you.
And we love having you back, buddy, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. I hope everybody in your crew had a good holiday and a good new year. And, well, here we are just a few days into January and all that winter talk. Man, you remember when it was 60 on Christmas? Remember that?
I remember that, yeah. We were barbecuing on Christmas Eve this year. But wow, yeah, winter is going to be upon us here very soon. It's important for people, I think, and our businesses and employees to really be watching those forecasts. Anything can change at a moment's notice. So kind of keep an eye on the track of these storms coming up here. Stay warm, stay dry. Saw the Monroe County Emergency Management Department had made an announcement on some warming stations that they'll be opening up and have available for community members and people who need to get out of the cold. And it is going to be bitter, bitter cold out there. So everybody be safe, be careful, and just kind of hunker down here for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and one of those, warming stations will be at one of your newest members, the Monroe Fire Protection District.
Yeah, yeah.
They are going to open their doors. And what I tell everybody is the same places we go in the summer for cooling stations, we will use for warming stations in the winter. It's Fire Department's Bloomington Fire Department 1 and 2. It's the Ellettsville Fire Department and then all the Township Monroe Fire Protection. I get those confused. You've got townships and this and that. That's the Monroe Fire Protection District, right, with the townships?
That's right. Yeah, they've gone through some consolidations over the last few years, and
you can help them with their branding, right?
That's right. Yeah, they've settled in. They do a great job. You know, Chief Dustin Dillard, I got the opportunity to work with him and his team when I was on the county council several years ago, and we're just delighted to welcome them into the Chamber of Commerce and appreciate their service in the community and keeping everybody safe and hopefully keeping some people warm here over the next few weeks.
And let's remember those warming stations are just that. It is not overnight shelter or food or showers or anything else that goes along with that. They're just a place to warm up, to get out of the absolute bitter cold. But as we learned, and well, the new year brought a new administration to the city of Bloomington. And what was that? Last Friday, the video came out with Kerry Thompson and a closing of a unhoused camp or homeless camp. I don't know what we call it. I don't have the proper terminology here, and I don't mean that as a pejorative. I just don't. I don't know what the new words are for this. But yeah. Hit the ground running, and well, that's a problem that has troubled Bloomington for years.
Yeah, and you know, you hate to see you know, tough decisions like that having to be made, but. I thought that Mayor Thompson, on her third day of office, I believe it was, you know, really demonstrating some very strong leadership there and compassion for the folks that were affected. Just a superb execution of dealing with that very difficult, tough situation. I mean, she was out there. I saw the photos. The news media was there, and Mayor Thompson is out there assisting with the cleanup, working with the individuals that were affected to get them to a place where they could get some help and get out of an unsafe environment, which I believe had led to the decision to clear that encampment. There had been a fire there and some other things that put people's lives in danger, and so you can't have unsafe spaces, and you do everything you can to try to help people get into a better place, and that's exactly what Mayor Thompson and her team did, and so really want to commend her for the leadership on that. I thought that was just a flawless execution.
Hitting the ground running after being sworn in on Monday, her and her staff. We're hoping they will join us in February and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like the old administration. It's great where we can get that direct line to City Hall. But you will be talking with and having a presentation in the early days of February with Deputy Mayor Gretchen Knapp. Tell us what we should have on our radar if we want to get to learn the new administration.
Well, come on out to our Bloomington Women in Leadership event, and that's going to be on February 6th. And that will feature Gretchen Knapp, our new deputy mayor, and that's going to be one of our Inspire events that the Bloomington Women in Leadership group is going to be putting on. I am trying to pull up the details.
Yeah, it's at Ivy Tech. Our great great friends there.
At Ivy Tech, and so that will be a good one to attend and get to know more about the mayor's plans and some of the new initiatives that they're going to be taking on here in the new year, in the new administration.
That'll be from 11 to 1 coming up on Tuesday, February 6th, as Eric mentioned. Shreve Hall, our great friends at Ivy Tech, will be talking to them on Thursday. So we'll again, we'll keep you updated on this as we move forward. But getting to know the new administration, seeing how this works, hitting the ground running. Busy, busy times here in the city of Bloomington. And you're going to be very busy. As we heard, Governor Holcomb, he will be delivering his State of the State, his final one tonight at 7 p.m. And you guys have your big legislative talk coming up later this week.
Yeah, on Friday we'll be, you know, hopefully the rain won't be so heavy that we get washed out for that event.
But no way.
We'll be.
We're not building any arcs just yet. Not yet.
We'll be at the mill over in the Trades District. This is a great event that we do at the start of each year to really get a preview of what's going to be happening in the General Assembly for their legislative session. Last year was a long session. It was a budget year. This year will be a short session, so they won't be spending a whole lot of their time and energy on fiscal matters, but they will be on legislative matters. And so this is an election year as well, too, so that adds an interesting twist during those legislative sessions. So we'll hear from several of our area legislators. We're going to have representatives Peggy Mayfield and Bob Heaton joining us, as well as senators Shelley Yoder and Eric Cook. These are fun events. It's going to be very interactive, where legislators are asking questions out of folks in the audience, and the audience is asking questions of the legislators. So it's a neat, fun event that always gets really great reviews, and it's going to be a full house over there. We're at capacity for that event, and I know a lot of our members are looking forward to hearing about all the updates that will be happening in the General Assembly this year.
How important is Governor Holcomb's State of the State tonight from the general sense of, well, he's kind of a known quantity. It's his final term. He's not seeking re-election. Are you expecting anything out of the ordinary tonight, or just basically more of the same? What should we be tuning in for?
Well, I think it's, you know, good. These types of State of the State addresses, or a State of the Union address in somebody's final year in office, it's an opportunity for them to be very honest and open with
the
public. And so, you know, I don't expect...
Is it more like a pep rally? Would that be fair?
I don't... It could be, you know, and there's also some things I'm sure that the governor, you know, didn't get as much progress on that he would have liked to, and there's a lot of political forces at play in any kind of unit of government. And so it's an opportunity to dive into some of that and talk about where, you know, we still want to see progress and address some of the barriers to that progress in the state of Indiana. So that wouldn't surprise me if we hear, you know, some of that reflection from Governor Holcomb. But overall, I think, you know, Indiana's situated in a good place, particularly for economic development. It'll be, you know, a good state for a new leader to come in and put their mark on.
How important is the governor's race? You've got some obviously people in there with some interesting experience, no doubt about that. That's not what we're worried about right now, but that's got to be on the back burner, correct?
Oh, yeah. You know, the governor has a lot of influence on economic development and business and quality of life in our communities and within the state. And so this is a very, very important position. It's a very crowded field right now. I think we've got four or five candidates.
At least four.
And so, you know, that race is going to be heating up very quickly, and it will very likely, I think, you know, no surprise to anybody, be we'll know who the front runner is in May in the primary election. Indiana tends to lean very much so on the Republican side of things. So on the Republican side, there are four or five candidates. I think there's one Democrat that has announced. And,
is that Jennifer McCormick? Is she the
Jennifer
one?
McCormick, yeah. Yeah, she's okay. The former state superintendent of schools. And she was a former Republican and
correct.
Now, running as a Democrat.
Never a dull moment. I've said that a lot today, but it's true. Just because it's January and we've got, you know, it's Battleship Gray and it's not the best weather outside or whatever, we got things to do. And so does the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. The legislative preview comes up this Friday. Also, you're helping some folks out at Edgewood. Did that already happen? Did you already do the fun stuff out there with Edgewood and the Reality Store? It's coming up in February. Heck, that's we're getting ahead.
Going to be in February, yep. And so the Reality Stores, that's a function of our success school. Always a lot of fun for kids to kind of learn what it's like to be an adult. And so we give them a budget. You know, they get to kind of select their career, and then they have to decide, you know, how they're going to allocate their resources. And a lot of times I think they start to see the realities that, gosh, I want to do more than what I can kind of afford to do. And so you have to make some tough decisions. And, you know, living within your means is a big part of what the Reality Stores teach students. And I think it's a great life lesson for people as they get ready to get into the early adulthood and so forth, when you really start having to get into the real world and making those decisions.
Stay in school, kids, as long as you can. The real world's a jungle. Rodney Dangerfield told you that in Back to School. Don't stay in school. Please, please, please.
Not all it's cracked up to be, right?
This is coming up, as you mentioned, in February. We'll revisit this down the road in our visits so nobody forgets. But Business After Hours, new year, 2024. New Business is our host coming up here in a couple weeks.
Heartwork Brewing Company on North College Avenue. This is going to be a huge event. I think we've already got about 160 chamber members that are registered for this. It'll probably be our best attended business after hours of the year at this point. So be sure to arrive early for that one. If our members are looking for a fun night out, that's where to go. Heartwork Brewing is our community's newest locally owned, family-owned, independent craft brewery. They're a great team up there. We had a fantastic ribbon cutting a few weeks ago out there to dedicate the business. I can say that their beverages are very tasty. And so be sure to come out and have a good time.
That's it. Well, that's what they specialize in. So let's hope that they're knocking it out of the park. And even though the new year has started, boy, you guys have picked up a ton of members already.
Yeah, we're, and the winter is usually December, January. It's usually kind of a slow time for us, but we're seeing more and more members still joining the chamber, which is great. I think there's just a lot of optimism right now. You know, the consensus early on last year that everybody was concerned about was the, you know, we're going to hit recession with our economy. Interest rates were rising rapidly. We've seen some slowdown of those rising interest rates, and I think the expectation now is that, you know, interest rates may even start to be cut here over the next year. And that recession never really panned out. And so it has renewed a lot of optimism, I think, with the business community. And I think there's just with new leadership in the community in so many different areas, there's just a lot of optimism and potential. And so we're very excited here, very bullish with the Chamber of Commerce and our future here in Bloomington. So lots of good things to come, I think.
President and CEO Eric Spoonmore joins me this afternoon of the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce. And if that's not all he does, he is also on the CIB grouping, the board. What? Well, here we are, brand new year. Any new details on getting that convention center project step by step, a timeline, any insight? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, there was a really big update that came out of a Capital Improvement Board committee meeting that was held last Friday. And that committee was a three members of the Capital Improvement Board are going to bring a recommendation to the full board at our meeting on January 17th to issue a request for qualifications for a construction manager as contractor for the Convention Center expansion project. And so that is, I think, a big newsmaker. We will likely, if it's approved, they will put that out to get that request for qualifications from interested parties. And within 3 weeks, it looks like that's the time frame that they're going to be giving from when that's distributed out. So that's great. Really excited about that. Capital Improvement Board continues to make a lot of progress on the expansion. It's a group that's working very well together and is really committed to getting this project done as quickly as possible. There's still a little bit of a question on the interlocal agreement.
I was going to ask you about that.
So that's the other piece here that we're still waiting to get sorted out. I know the county council will be considering this, or discussing it at least, this evening at their meeting, so I'll be paying attention to that. In addition to the IU game, in addition to the governor's state of the state. So lots going
on. There's not enough hours. I got youth basketball practice there. We got volleyball going. It never ends.
I'll have three monitors going at once at Command Central in the home office. So we're going to keep an eye on that and see how things are going with the interlocal agreement. Although, you know, we're very confident that will be worked out between the city council, the mayor's office, the county council, and the county commissioners. Those are the four parties that have to agree to it. Looks like there's a few little items there that they're still kind of negotiating. And, you know, frankly, I think it makes a lot of sense. And I know that our former mayor had signed off first on that interlocal agreement, but I think it's really important that our new mayor, Mayor Thompson, is also being engaged in this process as well too. So it wouldn't surprise me if maybe they want to just kind of start afresh and see if as a gesture of goodwill to the new mayor to have her on that interlocal agreement. Since she's going to be the one executing it anyways, I think that just makes a lot of sense. But we'll see how things work out, and I don't really anticipate any real obstacles with getting that done here in a relatively timely fashion in the early part of this year. So that'll be the next big thing once we have that all wrapped up.
Does she have appointments to make or not make or keep or?
Yeah, so the mayor has two appointments to the Capital Improvement Board, and that is Adam Tease and Mick Renizen, and those are up for reappointment by January 15th. So that's when those terms will expire, and the mayor could choose to reappoint them for another 2 years or replace them with new appointments, and that's totally at her discretion. The commissioners as well, the county commissioners, they have two appointments. And that was Joyce Poling and John Weichart. At their first meeting of the year, they reconfirmed those two appointments to the Capital Improvement Board. So we know for sure that we'll continue working with Mr. Weichart and Ms. Poling on the Capital Improvement Board. They've done a phenomenal job, and so is Mr. Renizen and Mr. Tease as well too. So I think we've got a really great group, and we're making good progress.
All right, so we'll make sure we keep an eye on all of that as we move forward. Marty Hawk will join us tomorrow, as she does on Wednesdays, and we will follow this process around and around and around. Well, you're busy. That's the good news as well. You'll be cutting ribbons. Do you have a busy January, or what do you guys do when you take a look at this weather report? Do you say, hey, maybe we want to wet the scissors? Don't work well in the cold. We don't. I know business never stops per se, but we're talking about some overnight lows that are going to be absolutely brutal here coming up.
Yeah, that's right. It's we never take time off when it comes to ribbon cuttings. We do those year round, and We've got them scheduled all through the winter, and you know, spring is really the big time for ribbon cuttings. But we do them year round. We had a couple last week, and we'll have a couple more this week. And it's just part of the job of the Chamber of Commerce, and we love it. Whether it's scalding hot outside or bitter cold, it's always a fun, enjoyable part of the job. Celebrating our new businesses or businesses who are growing and expanding. It's just a really cool part of the job.
Remember, it's always 72 and calm on the radio.
That's right.
But we always thank you for the insight. Stay warm, my friend. Go Hoosiers, and we'll get caught up with you as once we thaw here later in January.
That's right. I look forward to it. Have a good one, Glass. Thanks.